You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. It's semi-final time from the Winter Gardens in Blackpool as the World Match Play is down to just four players. Sam Norris here on the podcast and joining me on the line to offer up his thoughts on the two semi-finals is two-time World Match Play champion Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Good morning.
Fantastic games last night, weren't they, Rod?
Yes, it was. They were fantastic games, but I have to say, as we predicted, James Wade did what James Wade is so good at and beats the player. And the one thing that James Wade didn't let him get to him was the frustration, like Gary Anderson the previous night, with the slow play of Mensa Sulovic. And James Wade, although he's still not that old, is very experienced in this game. You know, he has his own rhythm. He has his own mindset. And that's what got him through that game. He just stayed concentrating. He had just on the 100 average, or just over the 100 average. And I thought it was a very, I think you put that into a category as a very top professional performance from Wade. And Phil Taylor, you know, we did mention that Dave Chisnell scoring exceptionally well. But even coming into the tournament, he's been missing doubles and he's got that in his head now. He got away with the first two rounds because of his scoring power. It gave him that extra dart to the double, so he just kept nicking them. But last night against Phil Taylor, you know, there's two people in the world you cannot afford to miss doubles against, and that's him and Michael Van Gerwen. And Taylor, you know, took out some crucial shots, I have to say, 2-1, 30-1, 6-1. But Taylor does what Taylor's so good at, and you punish everybody when you make mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. We have seen some shocks throughout the tournament, Rod, but would you say we've got the best four men, certainly the most consistent, in the semi-final?
I think we've got four of the best players in the world, yes. You know the way the game's set up. All right, we haven't got the world champion Gary Anderson, but you know, when you've got the field that we have, you're always going to get one or two of the top seeds go out. I mean, Adrian Lewis, we know what a great player Adrian Lewis is, but he's just not doing it at the moment, and he's losing games with his ability. Perhaps he shouldn't lose, and Gary Anderson, as I said, got frustrated. But yes, I mean, if you looked at it, you're probably thinking that it's going to be a Van Gerwen Taylor final, but who's to say it ain't the other two?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Peter Wright and James Wales certainly have something to say about that, weren't they?
Yes, I mean, Peter Wright, he's played exceptional this week, and he's been getting out the gate very quick. He's got plenty of bottle. The last time he played Van Gerwen in Japan, he beat him. But Michael is really up for this. He wants to stop that run of, you know, Phil Taylor up here. He's won the last 7 years. He wants to stop that. He wants to add a World Match Play title, you know, to his cabinet, which he hasn't got. So this is good. I'm so looking forward to this evening, you know, especially this Van Gerwen Wright game, because, you know, I keep saying that there's going to be a nine dart, and I cannot believe that there hasn't been. But when you get two players that are at the top of their game and they both hit that 180s a lot, there's going to be chances. There's certainly going to be a chance for 180 sometime tonight, and probably in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be hoping for a nine dart at some point. It's just 12-1 for this Van Gerwen and Peter Wright game. It's been as big as 22s in some of the matches so far. Just spin you through the betting before we get into it a little bit more. Michael Van Gerwen is 1-5 for this. Peter Wright 7-2. Obviously, this is a repeat of the 2014 World Final. And he went off the board a little bit after that, Peter Wright, but he switched the darts, and these new spring-loaded darts seem to be working the Oracle for him.
Yeah, well, it's actually changed them again from them. They weren't actually spring-loaded. What they were so, the tungsten tip was so thin that when they went in the board, they wobbled. And what the outset of that was that because they moved, when another dart comes in, instead of bouncing off the dart and going on the 5-1, it just pushed the dart out of the way. And that worked. It was great philosophy, and it actually worked. But he's gone back to a rigid point now, and changed his darts again. And he said these are the ones. But I've heard Peter say that probably 10 times this year. But the one thing about Peter Wright is it don't matter what darts he plays with, he's got a good mindset to get up there and not let him doubt himself. Not like Raymond van Barneveld, hit a 26, then start thinking, well, I shouldn't have changed my darts. Too late when you're on that stage. But Peter Wright got a good mindset. 7-2, if you're right backers, you know, the two-horse race, that's great odds. I mean, he has the game, as he's proved. He throws over 100 averages. He takes out big checkouts. He's got plenty of bottle in front of the big stage. He loves the crowd, and the crowd love him. So, you know, 7-2, if you're a right backer, that's good odds.
And we have seen him get under the skin and rattle Michael van Gerwen before, haven't we? I mean, I know a lot of it's just showboating and it's just the way Peter Wright is, but we have seen him get to van Gerwen before.
Yes, he has. They've had plenty of verbal at each other, and no doubt they'll, you know, have some more. I mean, they're both arrogant dart players, but arrogance is confidence. You know, you need that in sport. If you're just going to walk through the motions, sometimes you do have the ability to win things, but it's that extra energy that produces the extra performances, exceptional performances, and that's what these two go on. If Peter Wright didn't have all this flamboyant and clothing and hair and dance with the crowd, if the real Peter Wright, and I'm not kidding you, the real Peter Wright, the one that is backstage, walked on that stage, he wouldn't win a game. But because he kind of playing behind the mask, I think actors call it, he gets up there and he can use that flamboyancy and the energy to his advantage. And the same with van Gerwen, the fist pumps. And you could see, you know, the redness in Michael van Gerwen's face where the adrenaline rushes. That's what you see in any sport. That's what makes the real champions. And both these guys are going head to head. I'd like to see a bit of verbal because I get fed up with all the hugging and kissing, to be quite honest. It's going to be a great game, and the crowd are going to love this one.
Yeah, neither player shy to celebrate on that stage. Let's get into your predictions for the match then, Rod, with a score prediction as well.
I think van Gerwen is still going to win it. I think, you know, if we look at the bare stats of both players, I think Michael just gets on that extra run of brilliant darts, say level 12, the extra one or two legs. Than Peter Wright. I think he'd just get over the line, but it's going to be a close game. It really is. I can see it going over on the legs, that's for sure. I'm just trying to get the site up here. It's the first one to 17 tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, 27.5 is the spread. Over 27.5 is 8-11.
Yeah, I think that's a great bet. I mean, Peter Wright's going to get 11 legs. That's as good as bang on to me, as they call it. I think Michael van Gerwen will win it, but I think it's going to be about 17-13, 17-14.
Okay.
Minimum.
17-13 scoreline then is 12-1 for Michael van Gerwen, and it's also 12-1 for a 17-14 victory for van Gerwen. You can play van Gerwen to win the game and both players to win 14 or more legs as well at 4-1. That's one of our headline offers. That might be something to look at. We'll move on then to the second semi-final coming up tonight. It's Phil Taylor 1-4, James Wade 3-1. Obviously two previous champions here. We expect Phil Taylor to be short, but Wade, he has beat him in the last two majors, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, James Wade's won this before. He is a great player, got a solid action, does not get overwrought by who he's playing in Phil Taylor in front of the crowd. As he proved last night, he plays his own game, so it doesn't matter what Phil Taylor hits, it's not going to affect James Wade the way he gets to the hockey and plays his game. However, he's playing a Phil Taylor that is so up for this. He really is. Phil Taylor's got that extra little bit of scoring power. James Wade does not hit a lot of 180s like Phil Taylor, but Phil Taylor now hits 180s. But certainly Phil Taylor will hit more 180s tonight than James Wade, because James has only hit, I think, 4 last night, 3 the night before. But Phil's hitting 7 or 8 minimum, and now the extra distance, he'll probably hit 8 or 9. So I've got to go with Phil Taylor on that. I've got to go with Phil Taylor. I think that he'll do a job on James like he did on Dave Chisnell last night, and it is this relentless leg-on-leg pressure that Phil Taylor puts on his opponents, and, you know, it does force him into little mistakes, and, you know, like he did last night, 2-1-30s to 1-6-1 against Dave Chisnell, and that's Phil Taylor. And Phil Taylor's in a good place at the moment in his head, with his game, with his action, with his darts, and a toughie for James Wade, but I find it hard to quite a case for James to actually go on and win it. We know he's got the ability, but if we look at the two of them right now, I've got to go with a Phil Taylor win.
Yeah, and I think one thing that's important to remember as well, Chizzy didn't play badly last night. A couple of 13 dart legs and a 12 dart leg, but really it wasn't as close as it should have been. Taylor kept him at arm's length, really.
He did. As I said, Chisnell kept missing doubles. When you looked at Chisnell's average, I think he had 102. So you take that with all the missed doubles, he's only got to clean up another 20% of them doubles. Then he's up to 105, 106, and pushing Phil all the way and perhaps beating him. But it is the pressure that Phil Taylor puts on people. He's got this air about him because he's won so much. Everybody knows that you can't miss doubles against Phil Taylor. And Chisnell last night is coming into the game missing doubles, and that's in his head, and that's why he missed it. But James Wade, if he starts hitting the... if Phil starts messing around a little bit in the early part of the game, which he is prone to on the odd occasion, and James Wade starts leaving his double top, double ten, and that's really in sync, then he can start to build a lead. And James Wade knows how to lead. He knows how to hold on to a lead. Anything can happen, but, Phil Taylor, he's going to get some high checkouts. You know, that's over on the checkouts for the whole match, not just Phil Taylor. That for me, is a dead cert one as well. Taylor to win the most 180s. And Taylor to win, I would say, around about 17-11, 17-12.
17-11, 17-12. And 9-1 for both of those correct scores. A Dutchie stakes on those two 9-1 shots there. So you're predicting a Phil Taylor-Michael Van Gerwen final then?
Yes, I am. Yes. For the business, being cutthroat for the business, that's probably what we want. And tomorrow, if it does happen, it could go Chisnell Wade, because they are brilliant players. I realise that. We're in for one hell of a night here in Blackpool if them two go head to head. It will be something special. With regard to tonight, a nice little double is both matches to be over on their checkouts. Double that up, because we're going to see some fireworks tonight from both games. We're going to see, 135-plus checkouts. In my mind, there's no question about that.
OK, 139.5 is the spread on the match checkout for the Van Gogh and Peter Wright game. That's a 5-6 shot. We're not priced up on the Taylor-Wade one as of yet, but we certainly will be by the time these men take to the hockey. Looking forward to this immensely. Remember, you can hear it all on William Hill's in-play radio on this Saturday evening. We'll be covering it all with all the in-play betting angles as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Rod. Hope you enjoy the darts tonight and hopefully catch up with you again tomorrow.
I will do, yes. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.